It hadn't been for what he, yeah. how he reacted
to it. The
other
thing about his whole career and his whole language, his whole worldview, is there's no room for love in it. There's you get the sense of a man who received no love, can give no love. So his relationship with women, it has no love in it. It's trophy. And his relationship toward the world is one of competition and beating. And as if he's going to win by competition what other people get by love. And so you really are seeing someone who just has an odd psychology, unleavened by kindness and charity, but where it's all winners and losers, beating and being beaten. And that's part of the authoritarian personality, but it comes out in his attitudes towards women.
In just 10 seconds.
I would say in his defense, which I didn't think I'd use that phrase, his relationship with his children seems quite good. I mean, with his daughter and with his sons. And they seem like... They don't seem like malevolent people at all. They seem very benevolent people.
They're not
equals. Wonder what their reaction is to all
exactly.
this. Mark Shields, David Brooks, we thank you.
Thank you.